Well, you have to be feeling pretty good after the big shot and the big win on Sunday.
Yeah, anyone, it's super exciting, and we competed hard, so we're super excited about it.
Walk me through that last play. You're up one, trying to drain clock, but also get a good look, right?
Yeah. You know, I really wasn't even, like, really thinking about the shot. I was just like, oh, the shot clock's winding down. I need to shoot it. My mind wasn't really focused on what was going on, so I kind of got the ball, and I just shot it.
Coach Plitzewicz said after the game that it was an interesting play because you guys have run that play before, maybe, but not out of a inbound from underneath. So there was a unique thing at the heat of the moment. You guys ran it well.
Yeah, I actually don't remember the play she called, but it turned out good, so we'll take it.
And now you get a win in the Big Ten, which is important because all these teams are kind of stacking there, trying to fight their way to the top. So how important was that win?
It's super important. Nebraska came in 4-1, I believe, and then we're pretty early in conference play, so being able to rack up wins early is definitely very helpful.
Now you got a nationally ranked team coming in this week to try to protect home floor. How excited are you for that game?
The Wednesday game, I'm super excited. I've actually really wanted to play in Indiana, and we were watching the boys game there this past week, and the energy, it was packed, and it looks super fun, so I'm super excited to play there.
Yeah, and from that standpoint, they're a pretty good team. Obviously, they won the conference last year, so what do you expect from them in terms of on the floor?
Yeah, they're fairly veteran, too. They have a lot of returners. Any veteran team is super good, and they're fairly consistent, so I know they're going to come out, work hard, run their system very well, and we just got to be prepared for it.
And they have a post presence, obviously, and then they have Scally out front with some others that can shoot. So what's the challenge defensively?
I think just they all can shoot, so that being able to contest, limit their three-point shots, but then they have great post presence, so not letting their post get in, get into a rhythm, not letting it get inside very easily.
Life on the road in the Big Ten, both men's and women's, as you mentioned, can be hard. So what's the key to zero in and not let it impact you when you're out trying to win a game?
I think just saying, like, even kill, like, the game is going to go high, it's going to go low, but even just being able to stay in the middle and being able to center yourself and bring yourself back and not get too high or too low with everything is very important.
Your bench has been really good, especially the last three games. Take me through the importance of those guys.
Yeah, they had the past three games, they've had great presence. Last game, they did really good. Nay had like 11. Max came in, hit a three. Nia's always been super aggressive. She's always into all the loose balls, getting rebounds, getting steals. AJ was helping us in the post. So I was super proud of our bench. They did really good yesterday, and they've been doing well all season.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.